Total Tuscany Podcast, number 43. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. This is number 43. It's hard to believe we've been talking about Tuscany on 43 different episodes, but I can tell you this, that I don't think I've ever been so excited about one episode as the one we are having today. And Pat, I have to give you all the kudos, all the glory, because you made this thing happen.
Travis, good morning.
How you doing?
Fantastic. And yeah, I'm excited too. This is one we've been looking forward to.
You know, when you go to Tuscany, you're always looking for the unique experiences. And we like to tell you to stay away from maybe all the major tourist traps. But that's not really possible. I mean, you want to see the Duomo. You want to see the David. You want to see the popular areas. We get that. But when you go to the countryside, you're like, okay, I want to experience that country feel. But we have said this since the first time we visited, and it's packed each and every day. I've never seen it not packed when we've been there, is to visit the butcher shop in Panzano and Chianti of Dario Cecchini. It is an absolutely amazing experience.
And to our listeners that haven't been to Tuscany, you know, we talk about that warm feeling that except you feel at home. But this butcher shop and this restaurant epitomizes everything we've been talking about. Remember the first time we were there? And we sat down family style, and we were visited with some other travelers to Tuscany who'd never been before, and they came to Italy to be at this restaurant. And now we know why.
It is, and when you go to Panzano, and as you'll hear Dario speak in this podcast, it's a village of less than 1,000 people. It's not a big village. And Dario's place is definitely the centerpiece. It's where people come to gather. It's where people come to get their meat. It's where people come to feel happy. And you'll hear in this interview Dario's enthusiasm, his energy, his strive for excellence and perfection. He wants you to be happy, because if you're happy, he's happy.
Yeah. The market's right outside the door, and it's fabulous to be in a place where a person has passion with something that they love to do, and their family's been doing this for 300 years. I can't wait to talk.
Think about this. We're talking 8 generations of father to son. That's history. That's knowledge. That's excellence. And today's podcast is a little different, but I think you'll find it enjoyable. We didn't know how it was going to work when we started the interview, but we think it turned out absolutely magnificent. So what's going to happen is Pat and I are going to ask our questions. Dario's wife, Kim, will then translate the question to Dario. Dario will answer in Italian, and then Kim will translate back. But it's very much worth the listen. It's motivational. It's inspiring. And you truly appreciate an artisan who has a deep love for his craft. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dario Cecchini to the Total Tuscany Podcast. Dario, thanks for joining us on the Total Tuscany Podcast. It truly is an honor, and we were just at your place in March, and we cannot tell you what a spectacular experience we had. It was truly an experience. How have you, over the years, made that such a great experience for people who come and visit your place?
Grazie di averli ospitato a marzo, è stato bello. Com'è che fai per la gente che arriva da te questa grande esperienza che hanno?
Allora, io mi chiamo Dario. La mia famiglia fa questo lavoro da 8 generazioni.
So, my name is Dario. My family have done this job for 8 generations.
Nella tradizione della mia famiglia, la cosa più importante della vita è stata la festa e l'ospitalità.
In the tradition of my family, the most important aspects of our life have always been to throw a good party.
E il mio nonno Dario, come me, che è morto prima che io nascessi, era famoso per ospitare tutti quelli che arrivavano nella famiglia Cecchini.
In fact, my grandfather Dario, who died many, many years ago, was famous for always throwing a good party for anyone who came to visit.
C'era una grande tavola, era sempre la cena, aveva sempre 15-20 persone a tavola, cioè la nostra famiglia più tanti ospiti.
So many nights during the week at our big table that seated 16, 17 people, we would have a full table. We would always enjoy having guests.
È una filosofia molto semplice. Tutti i giorni della vita devono essere una festa. Non si può perdere un giorno senza fare una festa.
It's very simple. My philosophy is that every day you need to party. It's not a, the day hasn't gone well if you haven't had a party.
La vita è un dono incredibile e bisogna celebrarla tutti i giorni con una festa. Le mie tavole sono tavole da festa.
Life is an enormous, wonderful gift, and you have to celebrate that every day. Every day at my tables, it's a party.
Prima di essere un concetto di business, è un concetto di vita, di energia.
So I put life and energy before business.
Dario, we've been to your restaurant a couple of times now. You mentioned the table. We felt like family each time we've been to the restaurant and participate in your family when you've been... The family's been running this butcher shop for 300 years. It's just, it was a fascinating experience for us. When did you come up with the idea of taking what you experienced with your family and providing it to visitors?
Quando ha pensato a mettere l'esperienza di famiglia in mano anche a chi viene a trovarti, perché noi siamo stati alla tua grande tavola più volte e ci siamo sentiti famiglia.
Ho cominciato a pensarlo, l'ho sempre pensato da quando è morta la mia nonna, che era la cuoca della famiglia, e tutte le ricette che si mangiano nel mio ristorante sono ricette della famiglia della nonna.
I've always thought it ever since my grandmother died, because she was the one who cooked most often for us in our family, and I've always thought that people should sit down at a table and enjoy food together.
Ma da una ventina di anni fa l'idea ha cominciato a maturare. Ci sono voluti 10 anni per la maturazione, ma non volevo che la cucina della nonna fosse perduta.
I started seriously thinking about it about 20 years ago. It took me 10 years to line things up so that I actually had space and possibility to put people at a table, but I didn't want my grandmother's traditions and passions and recipes to die.
You have a great quote on your website, and that is, you have to keep your feet firmly planted in the roots, but yet aim for the sky. I'm paraphrasing there. Is that the way you approach everyday life?
Questo tuo detto che bisogna tenere i piedi per terra, dentro la terra, e però la testa che guardi il futuro, è il tuo modo di guardare la vita?
È il mio modo di guardare la vita, è anche io ho sentito tanto tempo fa. Avevo un vecchio monaco per amico.
It's definitely my way of looking at life. Many years ago I had a friend who was a monk.
È un'immagine molto, è un simbolo molto antico della storia dell'uomo.
And this idea is an idea that it goes way, way, way back through the history of mankind.
È il simbolo dell'albero, il simbolo delle radici, del tronco forte della chioma.
This idea that a tree can represent a human with the roots going deep into the earth, the strength being pulled into a strong trunk, and the branches reaching toward the future, reaching toward the sky.
Ma è anche il simbolo del rinascimento della Toscana.
But it's also a symbol, in fact, that was used during the Tuscan Renaissance.
Io non voglio essere superbo, ma Michelangelo, Giotto, Leonardo da Vinci avevano tutti la testa in cielo.
I'm not trying to compare myself to anybody else, but you can imagine and remember that Michelangelo and Leonardo, they had their heads always reaching towards the future, reaching towards new thoughts and the sky.
Avere il coraggio di sognare le cose più belle.
It's important to have courage to dream of the most beautiful things you can.
E provare a farle per passione.
and to follow your passion and try to achieve them.
That's fabulous. Through eight generations, like I have a son and he doesn't want to do what I do for a living. Did you ever think about doing anything else but being a butcher?
È incredibile questa cosa di otto generazioni. Io, per esempio, ho un figlio e lui non vuole fare quello che ho fatto io. Te hai mai pensato di fare altre cose?
Ho cercato in tutti i modi di fare altre cose.
I tried in every way possible to do other things.
Quando ero piccolo, 14-15 anni, la vivevo come una condanna.
When I was 15-14, I had this idea that it was I was condemned to be a butcher.
Ho provato a studiare all'università e a studiare veterinaria per curare gli animali.
In fact, I went off to university planning to study animal science to cure animals.
Ma quel mondo, il mio mondo, era già dentro. Aveva già radici nel mio cuore.
But the world of that waited for me was already inside me. It already had its roots in my heart.
Quando i genitori sono morti ero giovane, avevo nemmeno 20 anni.
My parents both passed away by the time I was not even 20.
Avevo tutto il peso della tradizione della famiglia e nessuna esperienza.
And what I found was I had all of the weight of the tradition of my family, but none of the experience necessary.
Ho tirato fuori tutto il mio coraggio, tutta la mia paura, tutta la mia fragilità, e ho cercato di diventare un buon macellaio.
I took all of my courage, my fear, my fragility, and I sought to become a good butcher.
E penso che se mi impegno ancora fra un po' di anni, penso di essere diventato un buon macellaio.
And I think that if I keep trying in a few years, I may truly become a good butcher.
In questa fase della vita, dopo 40 anni di lavoro da solo, cerco di dare un'ispirazione a tutti i giovani che vogliono fare questo lavoro.
In this phase of my life, as I find myself behind the counter after 40 years, my new hope is to be an inspiration to a younger generation coming up behind me.
Cerco di spiegare che il macellaio è da sempre, dalla storia del mondo, l'incaricato della comunità del sacrificio, l'incaricato di uccidere animali.
I try to explain that from all the way back in history, butchers have been the person in the community who are responsible for killing animals so that the community can eat.
È la più grande responsabilità nel mondo del cibo.
I think that it must be the biggest responsibility held by anybody in the world of food.
Bisogna essere responsabili del sacrificio dell'animale, vuol dire essere responsabili non solo verso gli umani ma anche verso gli animali.
So I take this responsibility and I realize that it's a responsibility not only towards the humans that you're feeding, but towards the animals that are providing food.
Garantire agli animali una buona vita, spazio libero, cibo, una morte compassionevole.
So this means to me that one must guarantee to the animals a good life, good space, good food, a death that is as compassionate as possible.
Ringraziare, usare tutto bene dal naso alla coda e ringraziare l'animale per il cibo, carne.
That we're careful to use every part well, from the nose to the tail, and that we remember always to thank the animal for the gift that it's given us.
E cercare di spiegare questo agli umani.
And I try to explain this idea to humans.
E celebrare la vita a tavola in convivio. La morte dell'animale nutre la vita.
In a way that the death of the animal is nutrition for our lives. And at the table, we sit down and give thanks and enjoy food together.
Questo per me è to beef or not to beef.
For me, that is to beef or not to beef.
Cercare di risolvere il dilemma.
I'm seeking to resolve this dilemma.
O perlomeno cercare di avere meno dilemma.
Or at least to lessen the dilemma.
Dario, when we were welcomed into your butcher shop with wine and bread and lardo, we noticed that there was a rose, a single rose in the butcher shop. Can you explain the significance of that?
Mm-hmm. Abbiamo visto quando ci avete accolto nella macelleria che c'era una rosa fuori. Cosa
sì.
Significa?
La rosa è una rosa di memoria per il periodo più brutto della carne di manzo.
That red rose that is always on the front of the butcher shop is a symbol of one of the most difficult moments in the history, recent history of me.
Più di quattro anni, di cinque anni di malattia di mucca pazza, BSE.
During the mad cow disease dilemma that lasted in Italy for 4 or 5 years.
E la proibizione di vendere la bistecca fiorentina, di cucinare la bistecca fiorentina con l'osso.
We in Tuscany were struck very hard because in Italy it was prohibited to sell the bistecca alla fiorentina. The bistecca alla fiorentina, our traditional T-bone cut, includes a small part of the spinal column.
E la rosa è la memoria di quel brutto periodo, una rosa fresca tutti i giorni dal 2001.
So from the year 2001, I always keep a fresh red rose in front of the butcher shop in memory of this dark moment in the history of me.
Dal primo aprile del 2001 c'è sempre tutti i giorni una rosa fresca per ricordarsi che la qualità, la buona qualità del cibo carne è da conquistare tutti i giorni.
That red rose to me is a reminder that every day we need to seek quality in the food we eat and in the meat that we eat.
Di non dimenticare.
It's for me a reminder to not forget.
E poi la rosa fresca è passione.
And the red rose also represents passion for me.
Passione per la vita, per il cibo, per l'amore.
Passion for life, for food, for love.
E io ho una moglie fantastica e sono perdutamente innamorato. Vai, traduci.
And I have a fantastic wife and I'm lost in love for her.
As you should be. It sounds like you're a person that is striving for excellence, maybe never satisfied, but you've been featured all over the world on the BBC, on the Food Network here in the United States. I know you've done some work with Mario Batali, with Anthony Bourdain, some of the biggest names that a lot of Americans would know. How does it make you feel when you go to work every day knowing that you and your butcher shop and your business, your craft, your art is one of the most popular destinations in Tuscany?
Tu cerchi sempre l'eccellenza, hai collaborato con tante persone. Come fai a pensare che tanta gente viene da te per vedere cosa fai?
Io sono il macellaio di Panzano.
I am a butcher in the village of Panzano.
Lo era il mio babbo, il mio nonno, il bisnonno per 8 generazioni di cecchini.
My father was, my grandfather was, my great grandfather, 8 generations of Cecchini family.
Panzano, avete visto, è un paese molto piccolo.
You've seen that Panzano is a very small village.
Non siamo nemmeno 1000 persone.
We don't even add up to 1,000 inhabitants.
Ma è il mio piccolo centro del mondo.
But it is my tiny center of the world.
È il mio ceppo del macellaio.
And my butcher block.
Nella stessa posizione dove lavorava il babbo, il nonno e il bisnonno.
In the same spot that my father and my grandfather and my great grandfather worked at.
È il mio centro del mondo dove arriva la mia energia.
Is my small center of the world where energy finds me.
C'è un bicchiere di vino, un po' di lardo, una fetta di salame per tutti gli ospiti che arrivano da tutto il mondo.
There's always a glass of wine, some crostini with our burro di Chianti and maybe a slice of fennel salami for anybody who walks in, any guest, any friend, anybody.
Ed è un gran complimento che vengono tutti a trovare il macellaio di Panzano, Dario.
And it's an amazing compliment that people do come from far to visit a small butcher in a small town. Meet Dario.
È semplicemente il mio posto.
I find that it is simply my place to be.
Dario, do you see the next generation picking up the pride and the passion that you have for everything in life? Do you see that the next group of young men and women working with you and for you, carrying this on into the future?
Vedi la nuova generazione che lavora con te a portare avanti questo lavoro?
Certo, la nuova generazione farà sicuramente un lavoro ottimo, perché finalmente il mio lavoro di macellaio artigiano ha un futuro di ispirazione antica e di pensiero nel cielo.
Absolutely, I am convinced that the new generation that follows me will pick up on their own passion and their own ideas that lead them forward into the world as like that tree that has branches reaching toward the sky.
When you go to work and you stand behind the butcher counter and then you also serve people upstairs for dinner and you see the smiles on their face, does that give you more satisfaction than anything? Is the pleasure you bring people with their experience?
Quando vedi I sorrisi della gente in macelleria o sopra, ti fa sentire bene?
È la mia energia.
I get my energy from that.
È la mia energia. Per le persone generalmente prendono energia dal riposo, dal relax. Io prendo energia dalla festa.
Normal people gather energy by resting and relaxing. I gather energy by being surrounded by a good party.
And you throw one heck of a party for sure.
Tu fai una bella festa.
Ah, tutti I giorni.
Every day.
Dario,
sì.
What's the next step in your life? Is there something else that you have a plan for another... that you're going to throw the same passion into that has we haven't found out about yet.
Qual è il prossimo passo? C'è qualche progetto?
Ci sono. Tutti I giorni nascono progetti.
Every day new projects are invented.
Il prossimo passo, che è un progetto che sarà pronto, spero, per giugno, luglio.
Hopefully by June or July of this year.
Si chiama Cecchini Panini.
I'm opening a shop here in Panzano called Cecchini Panini.
È cibo democratico, buon prezzo, buon cibo.
It'll be democratic food, good food at a good price.
Un fast food di carne buona, in panino.
It's going to be a sandwich shop.
Sì, buono.
Simple, good food.
E felice.
Simple, good, happy food.
Now, we live in the middle of the United States. We live in Omaha, which is famous for steaks. But I think Pat and I will both agree, we can't find a steak anywhere in the United States that is tasted as great as yours has. What's the difference?
Loro sono di Omaha, Nebraska,
sì.
Nel cuore del
sì, sì.
Mondo di bistecche americane, ma non hanno mai assaggiato una bistecca come la tua. Qual è la differenza?
Che io cerco di dare ai miei animali la stessa vita che voglio per me.
Perhaps it's that I seek to give to the animals that I use a life that is the same quality I would like for myself.
Io penso che I miei animali sono compagni di viaggio.
I consider them my companions in this voyage.
Che forse è un caso che io sono nato macellaio e loro mucca.
Maybe it's just sheer coincidence that I was born a butcher and they were born cows.
Può darsi che in una prossima reincarnazione il manzo sono io.
It's highly likely that in my next reincarnation I'll come back as a cow.
Vorrei il miglior cibo, il miglior spazio e non finire in un fast food.
What would I want for myself? I would want the best food. I would want beautiful space to move around in. And I would not want to end up in a fast food restaurant.
Datemi al miglior macellaio.
Please, when that happens, give me into the hands of the best butcher you can find.
Dario, you have our prayers that you do not come back as in a fast food restaurant. Thank you. Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
C'è una cosa da dire su Omaha.
There's just one thing I would like to mention about Omaha, excuse me.
Una volta è venuto il big boss delle bistecche, Omaha Steak.
I've had here at my restaurant the big boss of Omaha Steaks.
E io ho un paio di pantaloni bianchi e rossi.
And it just so happens that day I was wearing one of my favorite pairs of pants that are half red and half white.
Gli colori di Omaha sono gli stessi colori della Toscana, bianco e rosso.
Omaha and Toscana share the same colors. Red and white.
Ho promesso che una volta vengo a vedere della partita di football americano con i pantaloni bianchi e rossi. Sono i pantaloni, sono i colori della squadra.
I promised him I would come and go to a football game with my red and white pants.
Magari ci andiamo tutti insieme con una buona birra.
Maybe we'll all go together and share a good beer.
O con un Chianti Classico.
Or even better, a Chianti Classico glass of red wine.
We would love to have you here and take you to a Nebraska football game.
Corn Huskers, right? Do I have that right?
That is right. The Huskers, yes.
Una festa.
Let's have a party.
Absolutely.
abbiamo la valigia in camera.
Our suitcases are always packed.
io scelgo le migliori bistecche che trovo lì.
We'll go shopping together and we'll pick out some great steaks.
Facciamo una tavola grande, un po' di vino buono e fatta.
We'll set up a big table and pour some good wine and it's a done deal.
Absolutely. We can't wait.
Non per i soldi, ma per la vita.
We'll celebrate life together.
Excellent. Ciao, ciao. We appreciate it.
Ciao, ragazzi.
You know, Pat, it's funny. I actually believe that Dario might one day come to the middle of the United States and want to go to a football game with us.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's a possibility. Let's do it.
But I have a feeling he'd rather hang out with the Simon family than us.
I don't know. Wherever it is, it's going to be a party.
And we were just at Dario's place in March, and we'll post some pictures on the website. I think Pat has a video. Did you shoot a video on your phone? I think somebody did.
I think we did.
But we can post that video so you can kind of get an idea of what the experience is like, because it truly is a must visit in Tuscany. We tell everybody this. And when we take our first group over to Tuscany, there's one place you have to go. If there's one place you visit, if there's one place you want to eat, it has to be Dario Cecchini's, because it is an absolutely tremendous experience and one that everybody should have when they go to Tuscany.
The best butcher in the world.
Absolutely, hands down, and probably the most famous butcher, but he's a little humble about it. He doesn't accept that fame, but that guy is super famous.
That is.
If you are not following us on our social media channels, we really, really want you to. We're not begging, we're just saying, hey, you know, if you're on Facebook, type in Total Tuscany, like that page. If you're flipping around Twitter, search for Total Tuscany, go ahead and follow us. And if you're on Instagram, go ahead and go, all right, well, we'll just follow them. Because, well, we're very social, and we like to keep you up to date and also share as much content as we can about the place we love, which is Tuscany. For Pat Capagna, I'm Travis Justice. Thanks again for listening to the Total Tuscany podcast. We'll talk to you next time.